Coin 93.9.
Yes, ma'am. This is John Hope.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful.
It's good to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
First, I would like for you to introduce yourself to everyone.
My name is John Hope, and I'm from Alney, Texas. I've been playing music most of my life, and when I haven't been playing music, I have driven a truck for the rest of it.
Let's talk about the psychological questions I ask all of you just to make sure if you're sane or not. The first one is plain or peanut M&Ms?
Oh, man. Gosh, you put me on the spot with that one. I'm going to say peanut.
Okay. Rollerblades or roller skates?
Ooh, rollerblades are cool, but roller skates are making a comeback. I'm going to say skates because that's kind of my childhood memories there.
CD or vinyl?
Oh, vinyl all the way.
Here's the hard one. And there is a third option. There's always a third option. George Strait or Willie Nelson?
Oh, no. Okay, this one's easy. Actually, it's kind of an easy one for me. I gotta say King George.
So tell me about this song you got going on right now.
Yes, ma'am. It's called Country Living. It was written by one of my best friends and my producer, Will Wallace. He owns Bunkhouse Studios in Crowley, Texas. Little plug there. And I heard this song the very first time the day that I met Will. And I had gone into the studio to just kind of check it out, see if it was where I wanted to record at. And he played this song just as kind of a teaser, kind of like what he was capable of, what his studio was capable of doing. And I not only loved the sound and what he was good at, what he could do, but I also just really instantly liked the song. And so I started begging him immediately to let me cut it. And eventually he kind of relented. And so we recorded it and did a little bit different version than the original that he had done. You know, we kind of amped it up just a little bit, made it just a tad more rocking. And yeah, the rest is kind of history at this point.
So you say you've been doing music for most of your life and driving a truck for when you're not doing music. Let's compare where truck driving has taken you as to where this road of music has taken you.
They say, you know, as far as songwriting goes, to write what you know. Truck driving has greatly influenced my songwriting and the things that I've seen. I've been lucky enough to be all over the place geographically. And so I've been to, you know, all 48 contiguous states, which is pretty great. And so that has influenced my writing. I've seen stuff getting out of Texas and getting around and the road, the positives and the negatives of being gone all the time, balancing a family with all of that. And so I think it has definitely influenced not only my taste in music, but the way that I write. And I try to write about things that I know. So,
Is there a next convoy in your repertoire? Are you pinning that right now?
You know what? I'm not even gonna try. That I don't think that's something that you can redo. I think I would be doing my brothers and sisters of the road an injustice by even trying to remake or reinvent. I mean, that wheel is rolling. It's invented. Leave it alone.
That's a great song, though. It's a great song. I love that song.
It is.
If you had the choice to watch one of two things happen, would you rather be in the cab of the truck going down the interstate and seeing one of those 5, 6, 7-year-olds asking you to honk that truck horn? Or would you rather watch an entire audience of people singing your songs back to you? Which one would give you more joy?
Oh, man. Wow, man, that's a toughie. Because, like, it's so neck and neck. Because I don't care how big and bad you are as a truck driver. I mean, when that little kid pumps his arm out the window, you're going to honk the horn. I mean, you're just going to do it, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how tough or hard you are. I've seen big, burly grown men that will honk and wave at every child that they drive by.
And they get that big old smile on their face when you do it for
man.
Them. It just makes them so happy.
That is such a cut. Like, I'm gonna say that's a dead heat because it's the same feeling. You know?
Right.
It's that somebody is appreciating what you're doing. And I think that I think it's the same feeling.
So I'm going to chalk that up to a damn good question.
I'm telling you, that was a good one.
John Hope, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. And I'm going to tell you the same thing that I tell all of my Texas and Red Dirt artists. Whenever we open these doors back up, please come in, sit down, hang out with me, and be on Caffeinated Country Morning Show. And we'll talk a little bit longer. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.